listening to the Mindful Biz Podcast. I'm Alison Morgan, business coach at Relauncher. Renee Moore, founder of Cinch Skin, spent 20 years in the beauty industry before having her son. It was then that she realized that despite the thousands of products available, there were none which spoke to her specific needs. She did not have time for a complicated 10-step skincare routine any longer. What she needed was a minimalist beauty routine that delivered results. Driven by innovation and efficacy, she wanted her products to be uncomplicated to use, yet effective in their formulations. The range needed to include ingredients that were clinically proven for peace of mind, but the products needed to be multi-benefit, easy to use, and inclusive. And here we have Cinch Skin. Thank you so much for joining us here today. How are you?
I'm good. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's so good because I've been using your products for quite a long time. So it's nice to put a face to the brand. And I think, you know, when we've got like these small businesses, people love to know who is the founder and what's the story behind this business journey. So before we get into exactly what it is that you do, I'd love you to introduce yourself to everyone.
Sure. Thank you. And you were one of the first people that actually supported Cinch about 7 years ago, which was lovely.
Isn't that amazing? Has it been 7 years?
Yeah, it has.
Ouch.
It's a long time. But anyway, I'm Renee. I'm the founder of Cinch, and Cinch is a multi-benefit skincare range, mainly for time-poor people or women, you know, that don't want to sacrifice good results on their skin but using a minimalist routine. I've been in the industry for about 26 years, so that's a long time. But before starting Cinch, I worked with some really amazing local beauty brands here that were growing really fast, and I also worked with some bigger brands like Coty, who has Sally Hansen and Rimmel, and I worked in sort of a national sales, general management and formulation roles, and I'm actually a makeup artist and beauty therapist by trade, but yeah, I quickly worked out that I was not a hands-on person. I was more of a product and salesperson.
Amazing. So what was the trigger to go, you know what, I want to start my own brand?
Yeah, look, as I said, I've been working in the industry for quite some time, and I was totally convinced that I needed multiple steps to have my best skin, and that's what the industry says. And, you know, I was working back-to-back on launches, and new product development is such a key to having, you know, keeping these big businesses going and exciting and making money and anniversarizing sales. But just I was pregnant with my son. I resigned from my job because I was traveling so much. And I just realized when I was placed in this situation of having a newborn baby and having everything going on around me that I couldn't do my ridiculous 10 to 12 step routine. And, you know, I didn't do all of this because my mind was on other things and I'd been so consumed with beauty that it was easy for me to do this multi-step routine. Having a new baby, my world was just not as I knew it any longer. So I was forgetting to do steps. My skin was suffering. And then basically I thought, I need to go out and sort of find some products to streamline the routine because I'm just not going to be able to cope with this when I've got a baby. And then I couldn't find anything. So that was sort of the trigger that went, oh, okay, so you've got your sunscreens and moisturizers, which were the sort of traditional multi-benefit products. Nothing else. There was nothing that was offering me sort of this priming and sort of smoothing and brightening thing all in one. It was all separate. So that's where sort of Cinch started.
Was it hard to create or, you know, work with someone to create the formulation that is multi-beneficial?
Yeah, it was actually, and being 7 years ago, so let's say 9 years ago when I started formulating, I was sitting on a manufacturer's boardroom desk. There was five guys staring at me. I had a baby because the babysitter had cancelled. So I had this like dodgy little PowerPoint presentation and I'm like, all right, this is what I want to do. I want this product to have five benefits and I want it to be glowy and I want it to be amazing under makeup. I want it to be a primer. I want it to do this, this and this, and they're just staring at me. And I said, and I want it to be in a spray formula. And their faces were like, okay, all right, let's take it back. I don't think we can do all of that in one product. And you shouldn't do it in one product because you should bring them out in five separate products. I'm like, no, 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 no. That is the point. So, yeah, it was difficult, especially with them staring back at me with a baby on my knee. And
kind of seen out of the movie, isn't it?
It is, it is. But, look, it worked out in the end. It did take a long time to formulate that product, specifically our first product that came out. But for me, it was, you know, it was worth it. It was something different that was hitting the market. And, you know, one comment that I remember from the manufacturer was, if it hasn't been done, don't try and do it.
Someone would have tried.
So, that's sort of how, and it was tough, especially getting that pigment in the product, because I've got, was really important for me to have this glowy, fresh feel as soon as you put the skincare on. Mm-hmm. And having a pigment, finding a pigment that's not sparkly or glittery, that's pearlized, that suits all different skin colors and types was really hard. But
I can imagine. Otherwise, did you doubt yourself? Because there would have been a lot of people saying you can't, as you said, can't do it, impossible, hasn't been done before. So did you at any point along the way just start questioning yourself and thinking maybe I shouldn't go down this? Because it would have been an expensive process, not knowing if you can actually do this or not.
Yeah, it was. And it did take, honestly, 12 months to get the formula right. And then, of course, you've got to stability test and freeze test and all of this, which takes additional time. So I was sort of on a timeline, leaving a really good job having a baby and thinking, I've got this small amount, you know, I really got to get there or otherwise I'm back to work and this is gone. So, I doubted myself, but at the same time, there was a stage where I realized it can be done. No one wants to do it. So when I realized that we'd all, including myself, been conditioned with the beauty industry to use multiple products, and you've got beauty influencers telling you, you know, 6, 7, 8 products are the way to go, it's very hard for everyone, through no fault of their own, to get their head around that we're just going to do that in one. Mm. One product. So once I realized that, the doubt sort of went, and I pushed forward and got this amazing spray that launched 7 years ago.
So tell us about the brand name then, because it's kind of self-explanatory in a way after hearing the backstory.
Yeah. So cinch is sort of an old English word for something simple or easy to do. There's a lot of different pronunciations we get, but it's cinch, and it's literally skincare that's a cinch to do. So we incorporate multi-benefit sort of aspects to every single product that we have. And as I said, each product performs up to 5 different benefits. And that scares people too. You know, it's big claims, but we use clinically proven ingredients to help back up those claims. And, yeah, so it seems to give us all confidence that this can be done.
Yeah. Because the products are unique, have you had problems in educating consumers or getting the marketing message across for people, so people understand actually what this is?
Absolutely. It's a constant struggle. And it's funny because we find every year when these trends come out, we're looking at skinimalism because as a whole we're all moving to, you know, minimalist clothing, minimalist, like our lives are becoming more minimalist, and every year this trend is skinimalism is going to make a big entrance into the beauty industry. We're going to cut down on the amount of products, we're going to cut down on the amount of waste that we're doing in the beauty industry, and it's still hasn't really happened. Like, there's not an influx of brands that are still really sticking to that really tight ethos of just having these multi-benefit products and not doing new launches. I mean, we haven't launched a new product for I think almost 2 years. So we've got 4 key products that work really well, and they all turn over about the same amount. So for us, that's a really stable part of our business. It costs money to launch new products, but it also, I say, adds almost fake money to your business when you're doing these launches and drops. So, yeah, there's pros and cons to having this, but education for people in the skinimalism space, as I call it, it's hard for people to get their head around that what I only need to use this one product and it's going to sort of help me tick off all of those little boxes. Yeah.
Just tell us quickly, run us through, like, what are these products in the range?
So we do a cleanser. So, and the cleanser is it's almost a micellar. So you can use sort of your face, reusable face wipe. And the idea is, with the simplicity of it, is that the cleanser you can use even from the side of your bed. So I have my cleanser there because there's no water involved. Okay. So you're wiping over, and not only is it cleansing, it's leaving you with that nice hydrating feel. So it's not just tightening or stripping your skin, but it's also got some really beautiful gentle acids in there, which will help dissolve your dead skin. So help reveal fresher skin, and a clinically proven ingredient in there, which will help brighten and illuminate the skin. So there's the cleanser, and then there's two options of moisturizer. So one if you're more dehydrated and one if you're more combination. The combination one is in the spray formula that I mentioned. That was our first product. And both of those, the key features of those is that you're going to be able to get that instant glow that I mentioned, so that cosmetic pigment, but also it's actually 72-hour hydrating with a clinically proven ingredient in there. Not that we encourage you to skip days, but, you know, it's just proving that it's ongoing hydration. It's going to help minimize pores. It's going to help minimize the appearance of sort of fine lines, and both of those ingredients are clinically proven. Mm-hmm. And then it's also works long-term sort of over time to improve the clarity of the skin. But the best thing and my favorite thing about these two moisturizers is that it's crazy amazing under makeup. So it helps your makeup stay on longer, looks fresher. We actually had a lot of the makeup artist industry, celebrity makeup artists in Australia using our products, and, you know, on people like Sophia Richie when she was here, and, you know, so big celebrities that really actually enjoyed it too. So that was very special. And then the last product we have is the Sleep and Glow, which has been getting amazing reviews from very, very specific, shall I say, people that are very fussy with what they use on their skin. So this is almost, I say, like a salon formula. It's going to, you actually put it on. It's a mask that you put on at night before you go to sleep. And it's very thin. It's got that beautiful pigmented glow. So you go to sleep feeling amazing, wake up feeling amazing. And it's going to help just work at, again, breaking down that sort of dead skin on the surface of the face. And then you wake up glowing. It tightens your skin, lifts your skin, plumps your skin. So but the key to all of that, despite, you know, sort of the many benefits, is that all of them, we call it one-handed beauty. So all of them can be used with one hand if you're holding a coffee, if you're holding a baby. So it's all simple. You can use them from the side of your bed. You can use them in your car, whatever it is. It's all easy.
So good. What's the retail price point, you know, range for the products?
So everything's under $40, and that was really amazing for us to sort of land on that price for the ingredients that are in it. And it was really important for me to hit that spot, bearing in mind that most of the women that were approaching our brand or trying our brand were very nervous about claims that had been made in the skincare industry. They were perplexed. They were confused about what's going on. But they also didn't want to miss out on the best skin that they could
have. Yeah. Have you done research, like actual research groups, or how have you found out this information about your target audience?
Yeah, we have a really great database of current customers, which we go to them every 3 months, and we in exchange offer them Cinch products and also Cinch discounts for our wider database. And then we also work with a group of women that aren't necessarily our target audience, and we show them what we've got, and then they sort of critique, oh, I wouldn't use that because of this, or I don't like this messaging. And then we've got a group of women that, and these are all fresh women each 6 months that we use. We've got a group of women that we go to and we think that they are our target market, and mm-hmm. they help us find that message. But for me, testing is sort of testing and reinventing and sort of going through that process is one of the reasons we've been able to continue to grow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been really important for us, especially with such a different message to what the rest of the industry.
Absolutely, yeah. So does email marketing to your general database, does that play an important role for you?
Yeah, email marketing for us is, well, it's the cheapest form of marketing. Mm-hmm. You've got your engaged customers that you can literally reach out to whenever you want, educating them, you know, offering them gifts and offers, and also just engaging that community and fostering that community. So email marketing, I'd say now has become a lot more important. When we launched, we were very, very retail focused. We were in a lot of retailers, and for me, that's what I knew best. But now with the importance of having that touch point with your customers, we really, that is our focus now, is bringing and nurturing and fostering that community that are loyal to us and that are shopping with us direct.
Where are you stocked in terms of retail positionings?
So we are in many of Australia's sort of biggest e-tailers. So Adore Beauty, who we love. Adore Beauty were one of our first adopters apart from Priceline. And yeah, they've been fantastic, and we've loved seeing sort of the growth with Adore Beauty. From when we started, they were a lot smaller than what they are now, and we've loved seeing Kate and her team, you know, really succeed. So it's been great. And you can find us in Look Fantastic, Recreate Yourself. So a lot of the big e-tailers around Australia.
Yeah, as well as purchasing online from your store.
Yeah.
Amazing. How do you spend your days? Like, are you super busy multitasking, or have you kind of been able to streamline things and have more of a balanced lifestyle approach now?
There's times of, you know, times of, I guess, the work year where it's crazy busy.
Yeah.
A very small team. We don't need a lot of people in the team. So if there is potentially things that we're working on, like sort of a new campaign, it becomes busier and we all work very collectively. But then there's other times where it has been 7 years and things sort of, there is a place for everything, and we've had sort of the same team for that time as well. So we all know what we need to do. But then we all work, a lot of us have children, so we're working on getting the kids to school. We're able to pick them up from school. So very flexible lifestyle. And some of our, you know, there's a couple of girls here that would prefer to work night times when the kids are asleep, and that's really important to have that flexible.
Absolutely. I was literally just having the conversation over the weekend, just saying, to me, out of everything, I think that flexible lifestyle is just so important, and just like, I'm so grateful for it as well, that I've been able to create that and actually enjoy it. Because some people, they can create it, but they don't actually enjoy it because they're still just working all the time, even though really if they structured the business slightly differently, they actually could have Fridays off and, you know, do all these kind of things, which I'm loving. I'm doing that more and more and more now. And it's like, oh, gosh.
So good.
Isn't it?
It is.
I almost feel like I'm retired. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but it's like I'm kind of being able to like enjoy whatever I want now. I mean, I'm working a lot, but it's done in a way where it's just every day is an adventure and so much fun. And I love being at that stage.
It is. And I think it's cutting that mindset out, which I've only sort of been able to do in the past year and a half, is that if you don't work, you won't receive, basically.
So true. If
you're not working, you're not, you know, there's the guilt or there's the, I'm going to miss this opportunity. But realistically, sitting back and looking at everything and relaxing and kind of, you know, having that plan and that calm leads to a lot more in the end. It really does.
It really does. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Renee, so where can everyone find you and your brand?
So as mentioned, you can find us on cinchskin.com and also at some of your favourite e-tailers around Australia. And if you just pop onto our website, we've got a stockist tab there, which is the easiest way to find where you can get Cinch.
And I'll put all the details on relauncher.com.au, which will link through to the website, and you can find everything there. Renee, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me. See you later.